Time for another segment of Ask the Mayor on Performance Radio. Remember, you can send in questions to the mayor to news@kokk.com. Email those to us. We'll ask the mayor each week. We talk to the mayor on Tuesdays, referencing the city commission meeting from the previous night and any actions going on within city departments in the city of Huron. Ask the Mayor is brought to you by Potter Shoes in downtown Huron at 3rd and Dakota, your one-stop sit-and-fit store for men's, women's, and kids' footwear, from flip-flops to steel-toe boots, Potter Shoes. Ask the Mayor is also brought to you by Stony Brook Suites of Huron on 21st Street, Stony Brook Suites. Activities last night at the Huron City Commission meeting, the canvassing from the city and school election, covering the city side, obviously, with the commission race. Newly elected Commissioner Drew Weinreis will take over for Doug Clute, who stepped down at the end of his current term. And that canvassing was taken care of at the commission meeting last night, as we hear from Huron Mayor Gary Harrington.
Yes, that's interesting. I'm sure I've been involved in that before, but I didn't realize it. But we get the sealed envelopes over from the clerk of courts, and we open up, and our financial officer reads it and states the figures and stuff, and then we vote to accept those figures as the ones of the canvas. So that was interesting. I haven't been involved in that, I don't think, before, but probably forgot if I did. We did hire two new police officers last night, authorized the hiring of a young lady and a young gentleman. They're going to come on and go to our training facilities on pier and get trained to be police officers. We also recognize the retirement of Mark McDermott, who's retiring after 31 years from the traffic department. So we wish Mark and his family good luck as the future fold. We did do some other bids and quotes. We authorized a payment for $46,700 to a company called Eisler Demolition Incorporated. They're going to come in and tear down the water tower at 6 in Wyoming. That's a tower that's been offline for about 8 years since we put in our new water towers, and so it's time to get that out of there. We're going to develop that into a more of a park for that area. It's called the Bushman Park now because Bob Bushman left some funds to develop that area. So we want to get that out of there so we can start getting something developed there for that area. We also released a bid for some concrete work to a company out of Top Grade Concrete out of Emory. And that bid was for $228,690. $37,000 of that would go towards finishing the Third Street Dam project. The rest of it would be used for curbs and gutters and our ADA corners that we work on every year until we get them all taken care of. So we also did a plat for Butte County Highway Department and Maintenance for their building, new building additions. We took care of that. We read a first reading of ordinance of a Northwestern Corporation franchise and set the second reading for April 26th. These are just some of the work that we were doing last night. So with that, we do have our milling projects have taken place on our streets and our parking lots, and they will be coming back soon to pave those. We're just kind of waiting for the temperature to warm up a little bit so that we get good set on that. So that is in the works, and we're looking forward to getting that project done. With that, that's all I got this week. Stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next week.